against Washington. What's going into that, and how do you duplicate that game?
Just continue to do everything I can to, you know, become a better player. Just whenever the ball comes my way, just be reliable for my team, and that's something I always preach, something I live by. So as far as duplicating that game, I don't know. We got to see how the balls fall, but I'm definitely gonna be in the right spot. I'm going, let Mark know, hey man, you can trust me, and just go out there and play for my team.
Do you think the receiving core on this team gets enough credit for what they've accomplished this year?
I put something up on Instagram the other day because I know that especially you guys really like to get after some guys on our receiving core, and I think we've done a great job in that room. We've had to play with two different quarterbacks. Both guys were very capable, but obviously when you in the NFL you always got to be ready. But when you switch quarterbacks, it does kind of take some time to get used to. I think that the younger guys in that room have done a great job. Then Coop. Although, the big plays haven't been there, I think he's had as many catches as he's ever had in his career. So I think they've done a good job in that role.
Of those numbers you tweeted out, though, a big chunk of them are from you. How are the receivers other than you?
Say what?
How are the receivers other than you in that room?
I like them. I like them. We got two young guys who, who are going to be very good in this league. Jordan's made numerous of plays this year. Huff's, like I said, Huff didn't have a preseason, missed the first couple of games, so he's still coming along, but he's getting there. Obviously, you saw the big catch and run Sunday night. And like I said, with Coop, man, Coop's just, the big plays for him haven't been there this year like they kind of were last year. But he's had opportunities. We kind of, the ball was overthrown or just haven't been able to connect a few times. But I think he's done a good job. So.
What's stalling the offensive drive for this team, and what do you guys need to do to turn
just that? Negative plays, man. Got to get rid of negative plays. I think we get rid of negative plays, get rid of the turnovers. We're still the same explosive offense that you saw prior to the last 2 weeks.
Teams are playing more zone like they have been this year. What kind of things can you guys do to beat that?
Just zone beaters. I think when teams are in zone, you have to be in the right spots. When you play zone, you drop to certain spots on the football field. So we have to be able to run plays to where we can get in those holes and kind of sit there. And quarterback has to be on time, and we have to be at the right spot. And it's everything all works together, man. So it's not just on the blame's not on just one person. It's a whole unit here, and we all got to get better as a team.
Deshaun expressed that he was happy for you and the way you're playing. Have you had a chance at all to speak to him this year?
Yeah, we've spoken a few times this year. I don't know how people perceive that relationship between him and I. We're cool, no hard feelings either way. But at the end of the day, he's in Washington now and we're here. So I think even going back to kind of what I did yesterday, I think that's all I'm trying to tell everybody. But we're playing football, we're here, he's there, and that's the end of the story.
When you were teammates, how would you describe your relationship? Were you friends? Were you just teammates?
Yeah, we were teammates. We were cool, man. Like I said, I don't really know what people think that there was any type of bad blood or anything. It was just we're both competitive guys and both guys who are very capable of being talented guys in this league. And I think when you have two guys of that caliber on one team, I think people look for things to try to pick at and try to pull you guys apart, but it's not always like that.
There was a report in the offseason when you re-signed that Deshaun, whether he was here or gone, would have an effect on whether you re-signed here. Was that...
Was I quoted in that report?
No.
Okay, then.
The last game with Washington, there's got a little feisty, the Chris Baker hit. Is there a little bad blood between these teams?
No, that's so long ago. You have to be able to keep your composure and go into that game, but we understand what happened, but you can't get caught up in that. We're going out there to win a football game. We have a job to do. We have something to play for. So we're looking forward to this opportunity.
Jeremy, do you have any concerns that the last two defenses have provided sort of blueprints?
I don't believe in that.
Why not?
Because no such thing.
How do they get you more involved in the vertical passing game?
We just got to hit when we have opportunities. Safeties have been, pretty deep. Teams are very aware of what we were able to do kind of during the middle of the year. You know, it was a few plays. You know, I get out there and I line up, and Carr's already communicating to Church over the top. You know what I mean? So it's you know, obviously, you know, people know that that's kind of what we like to do. So our job is to be able to adjust, be able to, you know, take the things that are given to us, and be able to continue to move our offense down the field.
I'm paraphrasing Chip here, but he said that the lack of deep balls in recent week is not because Sanchez is in quarterback, but it's the way defenses are responding to you based on how you started the season. Have you seen a clear difference in how that safety's playing compared to the first 8-10 games of the year?
Yeah, you know, a little bit. You know, there's certain plays where, you know, we may have a deep ball dialed up and the safety is over the top, but then you may also have a play where you don't have a deep ball dialed up and all of a sudden you're like, dang, I could have got him on this play. You know what I mean? So it's all about timing. You know, you just got to have the right time, but you can't force anything because, you know, once you start forcing things, you know, you get into turning the ball over, you get into sacks, you get into negative plays. So we just got to take what the defense gives us. Good.